This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Iowa State Savings Bank, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Pella Feed Service, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Midwest One Bank, Country Acres Landscaping, Van Haften Racing, Dave's Wholesale Furniture, and Hubes Garage. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A young Marion County man recently served his country in the Middle East and now serves as commander of the VFW post. In the fifth part of a five-part program on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Jake Beaver from Knoxville. So, Jake, where and when were you in the service? What branch?
I was in the Air Force. I joined in 2007, March. I got separated out in 2012. Served 2 tours in Iraq.
In the Air Force, what did you do?
I was a Security Forces member.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Law enforcement.
Okay, so law enforcement, and you did law enforcement here and in Iraq?
I did law enforcement here in the States. And when I went to Iraq, in my first deployment, we did flight line security. And my second deployment, we did entry control.
Okay, flight line security, that's... presuming protecting the airplanes?
Protecting the airplanes, securing the runways, all the tarmacs, just making sure that nobody that was not authorized didn't get on.
And entry, making sure people got on only that needed to be there.
Every vehicle that came through had to get searched, regardless if it was military or civilian or contractor. Everything had to get searched. We would find lots of contraband.
You found lots of contraband, like what?
One time we found close to 200 bottles of liquor.
That guys on base were trying to get on, or?
It was a contracted company that was, they basically ran food supplies to all the different bases, or FOBs throughout Iraq. They're called TCNs. They're hired from various other countries like Guam or Uganda. Hired at very less than what they would pay an American person to do it, to drive a truck full of supplies.
Okay, and so they were going to, like, distribute this liquor illegally then?
Yes, they were trying to bring it on base to sell it to the soldiers, which alcohol in the military when you're in a deployed location is no.
Okay. All right, and so that was pretty easy to discover, right?
They had it hidden very well in various places.
Really?
Any little nook and cranny they could find, they had it hidden. So I want to say, I think it was only 15 or 17 trucks they had. And they don't have access to the back of the truck, because all that's locked up and sealed by American personnel before they hauled away.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Van Mon and Seaton Chemical, Carter Construction, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Scurrying and Utermarkt, Great Western Bank, DeHeisen Carpentry, and Don's Heating and Cooling. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, VFW of Knoxville, Carriker's Auto Outlet, DQ Grill and Chill, Marion County Auto Body, Cushman Excavation, McCall Monument, and Main Street Market.
I continued my conversation with Jake Beaver. I presume that there was also drugs moving through, too.
Yes.
Okay, so you have dogs, drug-sniffing dogs.
We had canine units with us all times.
You talk about this very matter-of-factly, and it all sounds I don't know, it sounds fascinating, but also sometimes scary because, I mean, this, the entry points are where the people carrying the suicide bombers come into and through too, right?
Yes. It is scary, and you never know when you're over there what's going to happen, but you just do your job, what you're supposed to do, and try to keep things like that from happening. I mean, there was a lot of us on that gate. We call it a gate because kind of how we operate it. We're states, we have gates, we get on base. Kind of the same situation over there, but much bigger. A lot more firepower, a lot more people. There was a longer drive to get in. I think it was about a mile that was walled off that you drove through before you even came to the first person. But there were still people out there watching, making sure. We always knew when someone was coming in because I had to call ahead.
So what were you watching for?
Any individual trying to come on base and do harm.
But how do you know somebody's coming to do harm?
That's why you stop them and check them.
So how do you check them?
Pull them out of the vehicle, search them, search the car, identify them, see who they are.
Okay, and so you had access to databases to...
Yeah, we'd have, I can't remember what they called it, but a biometric scanning equipment that would take the picture of a person's face, and it would run it through a database, and we'd take a picture of their eyeball, it'd run it through a database, run their names.
Okay, so this is about as secure as it gets.
It's very, very secure. Just imagine, I mean, we were at Balad Air Base. It was that deployment. It was one of the bigger bases in Iraq where a lot of the command level was. So it was very secure. There was only 3 entry points.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by the Chiropractic Hut in Pleasantville and Melcher, Dallas, Plum Supply, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Golay Heating and Cooling, Newton Village, Knoxville Recreation Center, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dowie Pest Control, Thomas Highway 5 Auto, Deaver Insurance, Pella Precast Products, Harson Construction, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Perk Cup, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
I continued my conversation with Jake Beaver. Any times where anything went wrong?
Oh, yeah, there was rocket attacks. We had people that... There was... Somebody tried to come up the lane that was not authorized, and he had to get stopped. There were some things over there, but it's part of the job.
So rocket attacks at the gate?
Yes. We went through a few. Luckily, nobody at our gate got hit. In fact, I think every rocket attack I went through, there was nobody on base that got hurt. They didn't know what they were aiming at. It was more pestering instead of actually trying to harm us, maybe.
To scare you.
Yeah.
And if they felt they were lucky, they would want to injure somebody or multiple people.
Yes. That's probably more what they were going for, but it was more just pestering. I mean, there's bunkers all over the place. The alarm goes off. It was always known before it even comes in. You run to the bunker, it hits, you walk out, and nobody's hurt. They even have systems that would shoot the rockets out of the air.
Was it? I mean, it had to be stressful. I mean, you act like it wasn't stressful. You act like this is just no big deal, but it had to be stressful, huh?
It was a little bit at the time, but now it's, you know, I'm here. I'm doing fine. Everyone I went with came back with me. Mm-hmm. It's a little stressful, but doing my job.
So you would arrest people then, too, or just escort them out?
Oh, in the States, we would arrest them, and then we hand them over to OSI and CID. It's like Army, Air Force, FBI. Hand them over to them, they take care of from there. Most of the time, we never knew what happened to them afterwards. I think a lot of them went back out. They got investigated for a couple of days and then released back out.
You must have enjoyed it. You were there for a while.
Oh, yeah. best way to make friends, go to a war zone.
Because of the situation, you've become close friends with the people that you're there with?
Still talk to them.
And they're all over the country?
Uh-huh. A lot of them are still in. Some got out, like me.
Did you ever think about staying in?
I did for about 2 seconds. It was time to go.
That was enough?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any trouble adjusting, coming back? A lot of young guys like you have some trouble.
There was a little bit. Because the military, it's very straightforward. Do this, be here, be there, do that. When you come to civilian world, it's more like, well, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit for a little while, but I adjusted, found a job, found another job, and here I am.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Knoxville Manufacturing, HCI Hospice Care Services, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Pella Historical Society and Museums, Houston's on Main, J&L Lawn Care, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Westridge Specialty Care, Knoxville Lions Club's Community Avenue of Flags, and Prudential First of Pella Realty.
I continued my conversation with Jake Beaver. Well, and you're also commander of the VFW post in Knoxville.
Yes. I joined in 2013 VFW, and then 2014, I got elected for my first year as commander, getting ready to head into my third year.
Most commanders of VFW posts are older.
A lot older than me.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm only 29.
Mm-hmm. Well, the members must appreciate your efforts and see your leadership qualities.
The members here at this post are awesome. They're very involved in everything. They have lots of ideas. They don't just say we should do this or that. This is how we should. We do that. They actually help plan it and get involved in executing.
And how many members are there?
We have 120 members.
Okay, 120 members, and you do a lot of things, and you, I guess I don't know how else to express it, but you do a lot of different things at the VFW, including a restaurant.
Yes, we have our own canteen. We serve daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. We have drink specials every day of the week. We do free pool here on Wednesdays, I think. A lot of that is run by our canteen manager, who has been there for 25 years. We're open 9 a.m. to usually between 8 and 9, sometimes later, just depends on the night. And open up on Saturdays at 10. We do have the best roasted chicken in town. If you haven't had the chicken, you've got to go eat the chicken.
Okay. Well, I know that's what the sign says, best roasted chicken in town. I don't even know what broasted is.
Oh, it's completely different.
All right, so you have the canteen, but you aren't involved in the day-to-day operations of that, right?
Nope, that's our canteen manager.
Okay, who's that?
Vicky LeMay.
Okay. All right, so what else do you have? You said there are several different aspects of the VFW. What are the other ones?
We have our canteen, which is run by the members. There's a canteen committee of 5 members that are very involved. I oversee that committee with the canteen part, keep that going. Then we have our own post we have a few committees in there working on various projects. Then we also have our auxiliary, it used to be the ladies' auxiliary, but here a couple of years ago they changed it because they at least used to only allow women. Now it's men and women, and it's for husband, wives, daughters, sons to get involved with the VFW. Because to be a member of the VFW, hence the name Veterans of Foreign Wars, you have to be a veteran of a foreign war. We're one of the strictest rules out of all the organizations out there for veterans, AMVETS, Legion, a lot of you have to have a deployment under your belt to become a member of the VFW. This way we can get, you know, their wives and husbands, sons, daughters involved as well.
Well, yeah, it's more fun that way. You get the family, and it's better for everything, including the organization. And so are you looking for... 120 members is pretty good for a town this size, right?
Yes. We would love more members. The more members we can get, the more stuff we can actually start doing a little bit better. So we have a lot of projects in the work. We have a few that we know we're going to be doing.
You have some surprises coming, you told me.
Yes.
You didn't say what they were.
We do have some surprises coming, but we're still in the planning phases of them. So we're not ready to talk about it yet, but hopefully... Well, we do have one that we're going to probably kick off in a month. There seems to be issues with homeless veterans. And we've kind of been working with the Des Moines VA and the VA here about starting to raise some stuff, like soaps, clothing, canned foods. We're going to be starting to drive for that to start helping that situation out. We're going to be doing it when we start till we get done with it. Don't know how long we're going to be doing it. We're going to keep doing it till nobody wants to help with it anymore.
Well, and I guess we should say, and you told me this earlier, that the funds from the canteen are put back into the community, like with projects like this and more, right?
Yes. The canteen... basic operation is to pay the bills for the building to keep us in a facility, keep it up to date, and then the extra funds go to us that we could, the post side that we could spend on various projects, like our relief fund that we have, that all the money that we take out of that goes strictly to the relief of a veteran in need.
Do you like where you are now?
Yes.
What you're doing? Look back 10 years ago, look to where you are now. Would you be comfortable with this?
To go from working the overnight shift at the Come and Go down here that's closed to where I am now, yes.
Absolutely. Leader in the community.
If you say so.
Post-commander.
Post-commander,
by,
yes.
By definition.
Yes.
Making things better. Think back when you first enlisted. Would you do it again?
Definitely. Without a doubt, I'd do it again. All of it.
No regrets.
None whatsoever.
And advice for young people thinking about it and listening?
Do it. They won't regret it. It's going to change who you are, how you are, how you act, how you walk. Plus, you get a little bit of pride in yourself being one of the very few that does raise their hand to defend the country.
Thanks to Jake Beaver for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.